section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton, riding solo tonight. Uncle Bubba is out taming to his cocks, if you know what I mean. And you're going to be listening to the November mini-pee episode 34, entitled Tossed Salad. Get your mind out of the gutter, folks. We're calling it Tossed Salad because we're playing songs that have been requested by our fans. We just got done hearing Hank Williams Sr. and his song, I'm Gonna Sing. We're also going to have music from Scott H. Byram, Split Lip Rayfield, Lonesome Wyatt and Rachel Brooke, The Calamity Cubes, and Charlie Pride. Yes, that's the mixture we got going on. We're also going to have contact information. We're going to go over some of the things that have been going on with It Burns When I Pee and what's coming up. And at the end of the show, after the last song, we're going to have a special, special gift for you. And so you'll want to stick around after that. We're going to go ahead and start off with our first request. It's kind of a request and dedication from our favorite It Burns When I Pee honey down there in Georgia, Renee. And this is Lil Omi Wise, performed by the man himself, Scott H. Byram. Hiram Byram's your daddy, bitches. Check it out.
Oh, listen to my story, I'll tell you no lies. How John Lewis did murder poor little Omi Wise. He told her to meet him at Adams' spring. Money he'd bring her and other fine things. So fool-like she met him at Adams' spring. No money he brought her or other fine things. Go with me, little homie, and away we will ride. Off to get married so that you might be my bride. She jumped on his pony and away they did go, but off to the river where deep waters flow. John Lewis, John Lewis, will you tell me your mind? You intend to marry me or leave me behind? Little on me, little on me, I'll tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Have mercy on my baby and spare me my life. I'll go home a beggar and never be your wife. He kissed her, then he hugged her, and he turned her around. Threw her in the water where he knew that she would drown. He jumped on his pony and away he did ride, while the screams of little homie went down by his side. It was on one Thursday morning, the rain came pouring down, when the people searched for Omi, but she could not be found. Two boys went a-fishing one fine summer's day, and they saw little Omi's body go floating away. They threw their nets around her and drew her to the bank. Her clothes all wet and muddy, they laid her on a plank. They called for John Lewis to come to that place. Brought little Omi before him so that he might see her face. Though he made no confession, they carried him to jail. No friends or relations to go on his bail.
This is Brooke Blanche with the Calamity Cubes, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee at IBWIP.com.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime at any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to hear some angel good morning and let them know you think about her when you're gone. Hear some angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. May try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. 'Cause you've got to hear some angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, love her like the devil when you get back home.
We are back, and we just got done hearing Charlie Pride with Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Someone had requested a Charlie Pride song, and I'm sorry, but I deleted the email of who it was, so I do apologize for whoever it was out there that wanted to hear a Charlie Pride song. There you go. Let's do some contact information. You can always check us out at www.ibwip.com. And thanks to Section 86 and Andy Hughes, it's got a new look on it, and it's also got a little segment for Uncle Bubba, so we got a picture up there and a little personal information on good old Uncle Bubba. You can also check us out at our MySpace, myspace.com/itburnswhenip86, which also has a lot of hyperlinks to some of our favorite shows. It's also got a hyperlink to our store are at Burns and IP store. So go there. Buy a t-shirt. You can get the Uncle Bubba t-shirt. You can also get the Musical Southmouth t-shirt. And so help support the show and go buy a t-shirt, pair of boxers or something. You can also catch us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/IBWIPCOM. As always, we have our dial-in number, 206-339-8419. So make sure you take out your cell phone, dial it up, leave us a message. We play all messages on the show. It's free, no charge. Come on, you lazy bastards. Take a few minutes out of your busy, busy day. If you want to email us, you can email us at blake@ibwip.com. And also, if you want to get some cockfighting tips from Uncle Bubba, you can email him at unclebubba@ibwip.com. We also have the fan page on Facebook. Just go up to the search box and type in IBWIP and become a fan of the show. And of course, as always, the original home of It Burns When IP is section86.com. You can still download all our shows over there as well. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us. Get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to hear a specific band, you want to hear a specific song, or you just want to tell me how wonderful I am, and if any of you ladies out there want to send me dirty pictures, you can do that as well. So we just recently had a couple of days where we had some great shows that we went to. We had went and saw Lonesome Wyatt and Rachel Brooke, and they were doing a tour for their A Bitter Harvest CD, and we got a bunch of pictures up on our MySpace and our Facebook page, and we also saw the Calamity Cubes. I know I've talked a lot about these guys in the last, you know, couple episodes, but I'm really digging their music right now, and after meeting the guys and hanging out with them for a couple hours, they're just unbelievably cool. Brooke, Joey, and Codio, they were awesome guys to hang out with, and just they put on an amazing show. They were on a 5x5 stage just tearing it up, and if you ever have the chance to go see those guys live, definitely do it. And that kind of incorporates what we got going on at the end of the show. We push record on the old microphones after the show while we were with the Calamity Cubes and kind of just got some bullshit going on. So I added that to the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And we're also looking forward to the next trip we got going on. We're going to go see Split Lip Rayfield in Peoria, my hometown. So we're going to have a little at Burns and IP get together. Hopefully we get some people to show up to the show. And that's going to be on November 19th. And then I guess before that, we're going to go see Hank 3 in Chicago. And we're going to hang out with Joshy P from Outlaw Radio Chicago. So in advance, Joshy, thanks for hooking us up with a place to stay. And we're looking forward to that as well. So for the next request we have our good friend of the show, Dave. And he's been going to some of the live shows with us. And he requested us to play Poor Desperate Fools by Lonesome Wyatt and Rachel Brooke. I think he's infatuated with Rachel Brooke like the rest of us. But anyway, here is Rachel Brooke, Lonesome Wyatt, from their album Bitter Harvest, and it's called Poor Desperate Fools. Here you go, Dave.
How many times will you tell me these lies? How many times will I cry? How many times will friends suicide? Singing when I'm in, when it's past, when I'm with you.
This is Cody from the Calamity Cubes asking how you're spending your swinging Fridays. I'm spending mine with Asian porn. You're listening to Burns When I Pee.
Yes, a little Split Lip Rayfield for your asses, and that's their song called Combine, which was requested from Patrick Noland over on our Facebook page. You wanted to hear a little bit of Split Lip Rayfield, and special announcement right now, we're going to have Split Lip Rayfield on episode 35. As I said earlier, we're going to go to the show, and we're going to do a face-to-face interview with all three guys before the show, so we're really looking forward to that. So Patrick, make sure that you stay tuned and check out episode 35, which will be released on November 27th. Uncle Bubba will be back in the studio with us, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to be playing a whole bunch of music in the next couple episodes. I've gotten a lot of good stuff lately, and we've got a lot of new artists to be playing, and we're really looking forward to it. We're still waiting on everybody to submit their entries for the Hugga 34 contest. Come on, people. There's a full-size autographed Reinstate Hank poster signed by Hank 3 himself up for first prize. We need the entries in by December 1st. You know our email address. You know how to get a hold of us. Take that picture. We're not going to be doing a mini-P episode in December. We will be releasing episode 36, which is going to be our full-length episode. It's going to be our Christmas special, and that's going to be on December 18th. Like I said, we're headed to Chicago to go see Hank 3, and we're going to be recording a special episode with the Outlaw Radio Chicago freak himself, Joshy P, and he's going to be putting us up for the night, and we're going to be recording a show, so I will definitely make sure you guys get the link to that when it does come out, because that is going to be an ORC launch for sure. We are also very close to finally launching our Zine project, which is going to be entitled Pork Rinds and South Mouth. That's going to be with our good pal Johnny Outlaw. So we're going to keep you posted on that. And we're still working on the roundtable with Big G from Big G's Texas Roadshow, Joey Fuckup from his show, Joshy P, and Trigger Man from SavingCountryMusic.com. So we're still working out the kinks to that. It's kind of tricky to get all of us on the line and get a good audio turnout. But so far, the practice runs we've done have went really well. So I'm really looking forward to that project getting done, too. Want to say thank you, because looks like we're already at the end of this wonderful little show. I want to thank our fans for making the request. It's super awesome when you guys email me and request certain bands or certain songs, and I really do try. There's been a lot of people who have requested stuff, and I've sent messages to the bands and stuff, and some of them haven't sent stuff, but I do try, so if you want to hear a band, definitely let me know. I want to thank all of our other listeners for supporting us and listening to us throughout the last couple years, and of course, Andy from Section86.com. We always got to stroke his ego at the end of the show because he does do a lot to get this show out to the masses. So, again, Section86.com. Andy, thank you very much, sir. And a special thanks to my boys. I decided that I was going to do the last request and dedication here. So I have a special thanks to my boys for giving me a reason to push through every day. And this song is dedicated to them. It's from our good friends, the Calamity Cubes, and it's one of my sons, both my sons' favorite songs. My little four-year-old, he rocks out to it and sings the whole song, and everybody grooves in the truck when it's going on. This is the Calamity Cubes with Skateboard Hips, and after the song, don't forget to stay tuned for the special bonus audio. And thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you at the end of November. I'm out, and get your Hank on.
Oh, shit. Well, I got my skateboard hips. I got my skateboard hips. I got my skateboard hips. They make me lean. Oh, to the left. I got my skateboard hips. I got my skateboard hips. They make me lean up to the left. Well, I started when I was young, too young for me to know that us big boys were built to surf that concrete slide and roll. So I fell down, I fell down, I fell down real good, and I keep falling down just like good Lord says I should. I got my skateboard hips, I got my skateboard hips, I got my skateboard hips. They make me lean up to the left. Well, I'm not that old now, but I'm old enough to know as I grow older these eggs bangs are gonna suck. I got my skateboard hips, I got my skateboard hips, I got my skateboard hips. They make me lean up to the my skateboard hips. I had my skateboard hips. I had my skateboard hips. They make me lean.
Say something profusely witty. Dave.
Something profusely witty.
Say something profusely louder.
Something profusely witty louder.
Right. Was that not the fucking most kick-ass fucking show?
Fuck yeah, dude. These guys fucking kick-ass.
Oh, by the way, I want to introduce Dave. Dave.
Hey.
This is the internet world.
Hey, internet. How
you doing? What up?
Joey.
What's up, dog? What up?
Joey.
Oh, my.
Dude, Calamity Cubes are fucking awesome.
Dude, it's totally awesome. Okay,
yeah,
Joey,
yeah,
it sucks.
Fuck the Calamity
We gotta
Cubes,
go or what?
Hey, shit, man. Fucking fuck them motherfuckers.
Huh? All right. Oh. Is it?
Party.
Sweet.
Party.
What's up, buddy? Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, big guy?
Not much. I like Asian porn.
I love Asian porn.
Asian shit.
It's the best.
I think I'm... I like the Asian, like...
Asian porn.
Rule the world.
Hey, have you ever seen SalsaSnack.com?
Salsa what?
Salsa Snack.
Salsa Snatch?
Salsa Snack.
Hey, I like Latina Snatch.
SalsaSnack.com.
Oh, look it up.
Has he got the freaky deaky?
Oh, the freaky deaky like you wouldn't believe.
Ah, yes, the freaky deaky.
Like two girls, one cup.
Oh!
But so much more. This is just one girl.
Oh, so it's... What was it again?
Salsa Snack.
Hey, SalsaSnack.com.
Yeah, buddy.
Sweet. I like salsa snacks.
Yeah, salsa snacks.
Dude, you guys fucking kicked ass, dude. Seriously.
Salsa
It was so fucking awesome. It was so fucking tight,
dude. We're just stoked to, like, come play for you.
Oh, dude. It was, like, fucking badass.
You've done
I ain't done nothing. No, man, I ain't done nothing.
Cody who?
Cody the kick-ass fucking...
Cody who?
Cody-o!
That's who you gotta know.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Cody-o. Oh, my.
Best goddamn stand-up bass player I've ever seen.
Fuck yeah, man. Energy.
Who?
We just bring pure rock here.
Pure rock fury.
I've never seen anybody rock a stand-up bass like that.
I never seen three guys stand on a stage that was 5x5 and kick fucking ass.
Yeah.
And not beat, not... I was waiting for one of you guys to get a fucking, like, a guitar, like, in the forehead.
Oh. You see that scar right there?
From Rook?
Partially from Rook. Just partially.
Only a little bit. That much. I aggravated the bleeding.
Aggravated the bleeding.
He slammed his hand against the neck of the bass. So.
I slammed my face into
the he was weak and pukey for 2 days, I think.
Did you have a concussion?
Oh, I was concussed.
I was concussed.
I was so way concussed.
Oh, shit.
I slammed my head against the bass, and then Brooke swung his guitar.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, why not?
Hey. Right in the exact wound.
I scalped my hair that night.
Oh, yeah.
I skinned my knuckles on my guitar that night. There was blood everywhere.
And blood.
That's awesome.
Santa Cruz is still happy with us.
Oh, yeah. Santa Cruz has still got our disease.
Your diseases.
Oh, funny bumps. You can't wash that off.
Kind of dirty. You can't wash off. Sorry.
Oh, problem says the Calamity Cubes rule.
Rule. Oh, he's killing me. Oh, the music's killing me. Music's killing me.
Play it, man.
No, it's killing me. Like, I can't record. I can't, like, record. No, kill it. Much nicer. So what do you guys think of Decatur, Illinois?
Fuck yeah,
I'm a fan of Decatur, man.
We like anywhere where people fuck.
You guys got to come out to Peoria.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We agree with that. So
definitely.
Done and done.
You're not scared of nothing.
Actually, a lot of things, but not of playing it.
What are you scared of?
Anxious. I ain't scared.
I'm not scared of anxious.
Get it right.
I'm anxious about
this nervous and fidgety. That's fine.
Police officers. And
they make you nervous and fidgety.
Can't do it.
Not having our
I can do it.
All that shit.
You got a groupie.
Maybe. He said maybe. A groupie. A groupie, or is that different than a groupie or a guppy?
I think you can. Don't you get groupie with groupies?
Groupies with groupies. Groupie groupies.
Oh my.
Oh my.
What he's got faster.
Hell yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah. They do the hooking around here.
They do the hooking. Grumpy. Now there's grumpy groupies. How'd they go from grabby groupies to grumpy groupies?
Groupy, groupie. Yeah, there you go. Grub on it.
Grub on it. Tossed salad for everyone. Whoa.
Just for the record, I just got my ass grabbed by a grumpy groupie.
By a grumpy groupie who's not grumpy.
Girl, don't tell me about it.
And that's not.
Grope me about it.
Right. Right.
I'm out of here.
Sweet. Well, guys,
sorry.
I don't know. Thank you very much for coming down.
Oh,
seriously.
Thank you, man.
I'm not sure this trip would have happened if it wasn't for burning piss.
Oh, yeah. Who would have thought that girlfriend, ex-girlfriend of mine would actually make me, you know. No.
Burns when I pee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
burn,
a good
burn.
That's a good burn.
At one time, it was good. It was.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's a good.
It was great until the burn happened.
Right.
Oh my.
Well, you know how to get rid of crabs, don't you? You shave off one side, they run the other side, and you just stab them with a pickaxe.
Oh, I thought it was you light the other side on fire.
That's how you kill
them. Oh. My bad.
Either six and
nine. The crabs have learned to pole vault.
Right? And it may not be Alaskan king.
It don't matter.
Awesome. All right.
No,
I just think it's awesome.
Not awesome.
Right now, everything's awesome. Woo!
The Alaskan.
All right.
Not awesome.
Gentlemen, would you like to say goodbye to the world?
It's
a good burn.
Joey, are you scared?
I ain't fucking scared of nothing, man.
Sweet.
Except for the good bird.
Rockin'. All right, guys. Take care. Dave, thanks for coming, buddy.
Thanks, Blake, for having me.